Oh, we're here at Liverpoolco. We have arrived. Day two. It's pretty amazing here, actually. Got that's the sauna. That's a lake, sort of a river. Got the stage down there. And yes, I haven't really paid attention to what's been going on in the world, which actually is awesome. It feels so good. I checked once or twice, just check on the screen, the scrying mirror, see what's happening. Yeah, see, there's a school shooting in the U.S. right before the selection, right on cue. Looked into it for like 10 seconds. Looks like it's all lies, four shooters. They say there's one. They just over and over. Like, at what point do people realize that it's the CIA / government doing all these things? And the funny thing is that a lot of people realize it and they still don't really do anything. But I guess the question is, what can you do, right? But it's just incredible to be living in this world with all the stuff they're doing. And most people have no clue it's happening. Some people know it's happening, but they don't really do a lot, which might be fine anyway. As I've always been saying, the real key is to change yourself. And then this whole world will change. And those things don't really exist anyway. The school shooting doesn't really exist. Just the same way you don't exist and I don't exist. We're all just a dream in the mind of God. And so don't worry about it. But it's definitely getting interesting. I see the stock market's pretty close to collapsing again. And got September 11th coming up. I don't know, I kind of have a feeling something might happen on that day. It's also the Jewish New Year, which is basically like the Shemitah. That's happening, I think, in early October. They usually do things on that date. Got a lot of cool people around here. It's David Avocado Wolf.
Hey, how's it going?
Here's a mic. How's your time been?
It's been the best ever. We love Serbia. What an interesting place. We went to a hot springs, like, on the way from Belgrade to here. They said they hadn't seen a Westerner the whole year.
Really?
It was all Serbs. It was like five giant pools, all hot springs, water slides. It was the best ever. Amazing. So we're having a good time. How are you treating? How's this place treating you?
Good, yeah. It's beautiful here. Like, you can't complain about this, for sure. And obviously, being outside of Belgrade and, you know, in these smaller cities, it's a whole different world.
I guess I should put that close.
No, I've got your mic.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about Serbia. I thought Serbia was in the mountains. It's not. It's like all flat, so it's all farmland over here with some little, like, tops of mountains sticking out. It looks like this place has been flooded before, kind of like West Texas, right? All that silt has come down from the mountains and flooded certain areas, most of this country. And so these tops of these mountains that stick out, that's where the hot springs are. That's where the water's coming out of the ground. When we got over here, we're in the Danube River Valley, so everything is super lush and rich. And I was like, oh my God, there's like figs growing. There's women everywhere.
Yeah, the Serbian women is
good
not
times.
Bad, not bad.
You should be here, by the way. Next time, come to Liberland. Come to Liverpoolco and come to Anarchipoolco.
Are you going
to
come next year as well?
Looks like I'll make it. Yeah, we'll make it, yeah. And we will be memeing the entire time.
Just maybe drop anything you want to let people know in case they don't know who you are or what websites you got or anything.
I'm at David Avocado Wolf, David AVOCADOWOLFE on Telegram. That's the best place to get me. That's the Real Truther channel. And it's just a fun expression of the gong show insanity of our upside down clown world. And, you know, we're just like a voice of sanity in a sea of unreason. Normal stuff. Anyway.
You're speaking today, right?
Yeah, I got to go put my presentation together, so I'm going to go run and do that. Have the best day ever.
All right. Thank you, David. All right, meet some cool people here. That's David Avocado Wolf. If you don't know him, he's awesome. I'm actually looking forward to his speech. Hopefully I can finish this video before he gets on stage. And speaking about Serbia, it actually is amazing here. Oh, we got another person. Oh, hang on. We got tons of people.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Kay.
I just wanted to thank you for everything.
Oh, okay, you're on camera. Okay.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, and thank you for all your information over the years. You've been incredible.
Oh, thank you very much.
All the best.
Have a good time. It's Persephone. Hey. This is a microphone, you can hold it. Yeah. Persephone Aishwarya?
Yes, Aishwarya.
Aishwarya.
How are you, Jay?
Good, how are you?
Very nice to see you again.
Good.
In Europe.
Yeah. You're close to your home base of Greece, right?
Yes, I feel like home here, actually. Yeah? The energy is very common, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty close too, right?
It is. The culture is very close, very similar.
Cool.
Yes.
You're speaking this afternoon too, right?
Yes, in an hour, less than an hour.
Great. Do you want to let people know anything about what you talk about or anything you do?
I talk about communities. And I will represent a little bit the community in Greece that we have for 18 years now. But mostly I want to give some pros and cons, what we should avoid, what we should be careful, what we could do if we want to make a community to make it easier. Relationships, practical things, but also more about relationships, actually, because this is all about. Mm-hmm. The construction is easy to make, but relationship is what keeps a community together. Yeah. So I'm going to share my experience, my perspective on that.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking to, you know, get out of cities, get out of society.
Yes. Yes.
And you've been doing that for a while, right? Like, how long have you been doing that in Greece?
18 years. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
And what's your community called and how many people are there?
There are 40 to 60 permanent residents. 40 to 60, yes. And the name is Aifaron and Wellness Oasis. Yes, great. It's really nice. It's off-grid. We don't have buildings yet, but we have built ourselves and we have built harmonious relationships, which is for us more important.
And you basically do kind of unschooling with the kids there, right?
We try. It's not, we don't thrive on that yet. We want to, isn't our goals, because one of the vision is, of course, motherhood, how mother can be in a very harmonious state and place when they're pregnant, because, you know, this is very important. We give a lot, according to Plato as well. And also, when the child is young until two, Plato says that has the main personality. So after two is like some things learn, but the most of the things they learn in the belly and when they're two. So it's part of our vision, but yet it's not something that I can say a lot.
That's great.
To be honest. Yeah, I'm waiting for you to come.
Yeah, I'll
and
see.
For you.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I don't know if I can make it on this trip, but we'll see if we can. I know my wife would like to go as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I should let you go. Get ready for your talk.
Thank you so
is
much.
There anything? Do you have a website or anything you want to let anyone
yes,
know?
Yes, we have Wellness Oasis Retreat and Persephone.gr if you want to visit us. And you will watch all the speakers here. It's amazing. And in Anacapulco, I'm beyond grateful for what you do. And it's not just words, it's from my heart, because we need these gatherings, we need this union. Every time I'm in an ecstatic state here, and I really appreciate. So it's worthy to watch all the presentations, yes, and get online and watch everything.
I agree. I'll talk to you later, because
yes.
I haven't seen you much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Absolutely excellent book. Again, she says the mind is
yeah, you can't go too far without running into some interesting people around here. And yeah, she mentioned you can actually get all these talks are amazing, by the way. I've been blown away by a number of them. Clive DeCarl, for example, was telling us about how the amount of magnesium you get from like magnesium pills, which actually I would rather get my mind from food. But if you rely on the pills for magnesium, it's about like 1/5 or 1/10 of what you actually need. I wasn't aware of that. That was just one of hundreds of things I've learned here. There's been a ton on health, tons on building communities. Going to talk on here right now.
How we talk about
activating
things,
the power of your mind for health and well-being.
How we talk about ourselves, what our self-talk is.
Watch this for a second.
You know, the stories about our lives, whether we want to be, you know, remain in kind of victim consciousness, or, you know, this happened to me, so, you know, I've got to suffer or whatever it is. It's not denying what happened, it's what you do with that, using that as an opportunity to then learn from it, to grow, and again, allowing yourself to change your beliefs about who you think you are, what you're doing in your life, what you can do in your life. And again, with these labels, and that's one of the biggest things with the whole medical system.
Tons of great talks here. This is actually the VIP area.
classification of diseases.
And we got, oh, it's President Vitchedlika. He's on a call to probably the United Nations or something.
They have diabetes. Yeah. So
do you want to, here's a microphone.
Yeah. Again,
how's it been going for you?
It was a pretty intense day.
You're used to putting the mics on.
We're not finished yet, but we had the UN guys here. We had Chandor Habsburg, the heir to the throne. We had Ivan Pernandet announced running for the Berlin Congress, which is a very famous Croatian politician. We've got a couple more people in the sleeves. Of course, it's my birthday, and we also have an engagement ceremony tonight. So it's pretty
intense. It's quite a day, yeah. And CNN came here too, right?
CNN was here yesterday. The biggest Swedish newspaper was here.
Whatever it is.
We've got the biggest national television of Serbia. We've got the big article from Croatian television as well, and Vecernilist. So, I mean, pretty massive media coverage.
Yeah, it's awesome. How's Lieberland going?
It's doing quite well. We were growing every day. Pretty massively, thousands of people applying every month. It's pretty big inflow of new people from all around the world.
That's great. And I guess you just passed your 1 year anniversary of actually being on the land, right?
Yes, that was pretty important. Actually, it was on 6th of August, so this is one month and 1 year since we settled Lieberland permanently.
That's great.
It's kind of exciting. And we're utilizing the momentum of this event to build a bigger settlement in Lieberland, so many people from here are coming to stay for a week or 25 days in Lieberland, and they're supporting the settlers that are helping us to have a permanent population in Lieberland.
And you're going to give free citizenship to anyone who settles here, is that right?
Yes, the 7 days are enough, especially for this event, but we may prolong it until the end of the year. Everybody that comes for 7 days for a settlement program is entitled for citizenship. But of course, you also have option to become citizen with all political powers if you just go on our website and get the merits necessary with 5,000 merits. That's another good way. We are virtually becoming the shareholder of the country, which is also very much appreciated, because through that we can finance the settlement effort, diplomatic efforts, and finalizing the governance of Lieberland, which I think I'm pretty cool that I got the member of European Commission excited about helping us with that. We've got, again, the royal family members from Habsburgs here with us. We've got famous Croatian politicians that are running inside of our blockchain governance system. I can hardly ask for better support in this regard.
That's great. And so if anyone wants to get involved, should they just go to Lieberland.org? Or?
Yes, Lieberland.org is the best starting point. Become a resident or citizen directly takes around 5 to 10 minutes.
Great. Anything else you want to let people know before I move on?
Well, come down here. It's still beautiful. Beautiful weather. This is Ark Village. This is kind of the settlement base for Lieberlanders. Lieberland is 7 kilometers that way. We're going to give you a proper training. Here there are two people that are here just for training people how to settle Lieberland and what to build there. And there is one more very cool thing, the Lieberland mobile app, which is called Lieberland Services, is now available for both Android and iPhone. And you can actually see right away what kind of jobs are there available in Lieberland, what kind of tasks are available, how much are they. You can actually bid for them to offer better service at better price. So that has just started to work yesterday.
That's cool. Well, thank you very much. I'll let you get back to the event. Yes, there's so much cool stuff going on around here with Lieberland. I mentioned this before, that particularly if you're like a younger person and you're looking for opportunities, you should really just come here. There's so many cool people. They're all doing cool things. So many opportunities. Because I think Lieberland, now that they've settled on it, like the Croatian government's actually put up a passport border control to get in and out of Lieberland. So it's legitimate. No state's legitimate, but it's legitimate in the eyes of status. And there's people actually living there now. And what Vit was saying was, if they can get more and more people to come and just stay and settle there, and you know, you could buy land there, you can start building stuff, you can build a restaurant, you can do whatever you want. There's going to be huge opportunities. Now, it's early stage, so as always, when there's high reward, there's high risk. Up until about a year ago, they'd always get busted in by the Croatian police, and they'd steal all their stuff and break everything, which is what governments do, right? Just destroy everything and steal everything. But they've stopped now. And there's actually been, like, I just met a guy from the UN who's here. I don't know why he's here today. I guess Bit maybe invited him. CNN was apparently here. I didn't even see that. That's very interesting. So there's lots going on here. Tons of opportunities and tons of cool people involved. Here's another guy. He used to be known as Sasha Daygame, but now he's Alex the Comet. The comic. Alec?
I just like my name, Alex Lazarus, but technically Alex the Comic for marketing, yes.
It's just weird. I just knew you as Sasha for so long. I guess I'll have to call you Alex now.
It's the same because I'm Russian, so Sasha's short for Alexander. So it's the same for me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll keep with Sasha then. So how you doing? I haven't seen you in a few years. What you been up to during the COVID-19?
It's been fucking years, dude. It's ridiculous. I spent 2 years trying to wake people up so they don't go and fucking execute themselves. Made some pretty funny videos. I did what I could, you know? And then after a lot of effort, I thought that was enough. And there's no one to wake up but myself. Now I just spread love, do comedy, work on great projects that I think are going to change the world from a place of joy and excitement. If it's not super exciting for me, I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw you talking about... Oh, yeah, in your talk yesterday, you kind of mentioned stuff like that, about living your passion and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I totally agree. Like, so many people are just doing their job because it pays well or something. It's like, okay, you can do that for a bit, but you should really be trying to find, like, what you really want to do, right?
Yeah, because when you really find, like, why you came to the planet, and I don't believe in this, so people just have sex and soul show. No. You choose to come to this place. It's an intense place. And so when you really start living the reason you came, your real purpose, you're going to be in such a state of joy. Your vibration is going to be so high. You're going to start affecting everyone around you in the most amazing way. Right. And so, but you don't know that that's possible if you're in those old beliefs. Oh, well, I got to pay my rent and when I get the next promotion, then I'll be good enough. It's like, no, there's nothing you need to be good enough. You're already good enough because you are all of existence. You are all that is consciousness in a human body. You don't need to be more than you are, but you need to remember that you are that and live the highest version of this incarnation. That's your job. Nothing else. And it doesn't matter about the money. The money comes. The women come. Everything comes. You just do what you came here to do. And if you're not happy every day, you're not fucking doing it.
It's kind of funny because you started out when I knew you as a pickup artist.
Yeah.
And so you got really good at being social, which is great. It's a huge skill, as you know. And actually, I highly recommend everyone learns those sort of skills. It's one of the most useful, freeing things to be completely free socially. But you discovered, as you're getting all these women, I won't put words in your mouth, but I think what happened is you've realized it wasn't making you all that happy to get all these women, and then you converted completely, and now what you're saying is do the work on yourself, get, you know, connected with the creator, and if you do want those things for whatever reason, money or women, they actually, if that's what you want, it will come to you a lot easier once you connect.
Totally, Jeff. I mean, you as well, like you've clearly gone a long way in your healing journey. It was a running joke between me and Jeff. I'd see him all 1 year, and he'd be like, yeah, you know, it's been a year since I've seen him, and he'd be like, oh, I did some healing, bro, I'm totally healed now, and I'm like, you're healing. Keep going, and see him a year later, he'd be like, I'm totally healed, bro. And I'd be like, it's good that you're improving. Keep going. And then years later, he was like, yeah, okay, there's always more. But fundamentally, yes, it's like when we think that money or women or success or status is going to make us happy, it's matrix programming bullshit, always. It's our ego. It's our separate little self, right? The body, oh, I'll eat this, and it'll make me good, or I'll ejaculate in this moment, and it'll make me happy. Temporarily, but once you actually... For me, I was chasing women because I had a deep wound around the feminine. My mother, look, my dad left when I was 3, right? I know you got your stuff too. My dad left when I was 3. My mom was psycho and she beat the shit out of me and told me I was a piece of crap and would amount to nothing for my entire life. So can you imagine how needy I was with women? I'd be like, please love me. Will you be my girlfriend? And women were like running for their lives. So I thought, oh, if I can get a girlfriend, I'll be happy. Dude, the amount that I had to heal in myself to be able to authentically connect with women was huge. So I thought, oh, the women will make me happy. No, knowing myself and healing myself and being complete as a man without anything external, that's what I needed, right? And so different people have different shit they need to work through. Guys who had no money, they're like, oh, if I have $1 million, then I'll be happy. No, you won't. You just need fucking to heal your shit with money. So I healed my stuff with women and money, and you know, and it keeps going. But ultimately, when you do enough healing, it's about connecting to remembering your true nature as the consciousness, as the love that you are. And once you're there, even that comes to an end. At some point, I'm like, I'm not really seeking that either. So what am I doing? I just want to live my life. I just want to do what makes me the most happy. And that actually, ironically, that's what's funny. Osho talks about this. Be selfish. Be selfish. Because if you're selfish and you actually heal and love yourself and give yourself what you need, you will be complete as a being. Now you'll be full of love. Now you have love to give. You see what I'm saying? So fill this up first and then give to the world.
Very well said.
It needs to be at least one Sasha rant in every event.
I always like it when you bring up Osho, that's for sure.
Man.
I should probably wander on soon, but do you want to let people know anything about, like, do you have a channel or anything like that? And also, I just want to mention that you also told me that, I said, where are you living now? And you said, nowhere. So you're basically just traveling the world, doing your thing.
Well, Canada was pretty cool for a while. And then I was like, no, I'm done here for now. Just going around the world in Europe for a while. I might go to Asia, doing comedy sometimes when I'm invited to places, like great places like this. I have a comedy therapy and authentic communication workshop. So many things that I keep, I'm a manifester, so I keep getting these amazing downloads from the universe. So I have a lot of things going on. Right now, we also started our own cryptocurrency, which actually funds healers. So it's basically like a fuck you to Big Pharma, because like we're going to fund more people that are actually genuine healers and that actually process cancer than these cancer charities that take in billions of dollars. So we're going to do a lot of good and make the Matrix people look like a bunch of dicks. And that's fun for me. So we're doing that. So if anybody's interested in all that, drkimchi.xyz, and I'm alexthecomic.com.
Awesome. Yeah. Great to see you.
Love all you guys.
Thank you.
Fun. Yeah.
All right. We'll wander on. These are all the kind of people speaking at Labor Polka, by the way. Oh, hang on. We got you.
Great to meet you. Brilliant.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm going to be talking about what some
Now we got Steve Falconer as the MC here. He's an amazing guy, and actually I want to hear this talk.
Some people call it biochemical tissue salt.
I think there's something to salt.
I don't like the word cell salts because, actually, I'm not going to get into it, but cellular biology is another one of those dodgy fields that isn't actually proven that inside the body. We do have cells that function.
I'm going to have to listen to it afterwards on the replays, because all these talks are amazing. And you can get them, by the way, at dollarvigilante.com/LiberPoco. And they truly are amazing. All these people I've been talking to, they're all speakers, they're all amazing. And we're just running into them. There's so many amazing people here. Here's like the restaurant bar area. Here's a cool guy. If you ever wonder who helps me put these videos together, you want to be on camera?
Sure, why not?
Here's the mic. You can just hold on to it.
It's fine.
We got him busted.
Oh, no.
An employee of mine smoking weed.
Oh, that's not very anarchist of me, is it?
Some Miles actually helps us put together all the videos that we've been doing for all these years. So if you appreciate it, give this video a thumbs up.
Hello, TDV audience. Nice to finally see you on camera.
You've been on a few times in passing.
Yeah, in cameo appearances.
Cameo appearances. This first time you've actually talked.
That's right.
Anything you want to say about your experience doing the videos or even just coming to Libra Polco or anything?
The one thing I'll just say I'm very happy about is to meet new faces that wouldn't have otherwise come to Anarcho Polco in Mexico because it was too far a distance. So it's nice to meet other people that are fans of our work and that enjoy what we put out.
Yeah, it has been cool. There's a very European Anarcho Polco.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did you put the mic, by the way?
Oh, I have it right here. Is it too...
Keep it closer to your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. It's probably too quiet. Yeah, right.
Hey, thoughts on doing all these videos for all these years? All the work involved? You can maybe just let people know it's not easy, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. It takes a while to find all the media that we include in each of our videos. But, you know, it's a labor of love. So... I enjoy doing it, and it's nice to see people here that appreciate our work. That's fulfilling.
Awesome. Yeah. How about you guys? Having a good time?
Yeah, I'm one of those people that couldn't get the Anarcho Polco. I live in the UK, so
I thought, let's grab this opportunity while it still exists, you know, and a few people were going to come, and they said, no, I will do it next year. I'm like, hey, there might not be a next year. Yeah. I'm going now.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've been meeting a lot of people from the UK, from all over the place, Bulgaria, so many places. It's like an Acapulco, but European style. It's so cool. It's like European Vacation with, remember that movie? European Vacation with, I forget all those people now. Anyway, anyway, we'll let you guys smoke marijuana, you bad people.
He wants me to try.
You should be in jail.
You think I should try it?
I think you've probably tried it before. Everyone should try it at least once, I say that much. All right, carry on here. Oh, there's Vichelika. Oh, here's my wife. Oh, the baby's here. ¿Quieres decir algo, chat?
What were we talking
about?
Hola.
¿Y cómo va Liverpool para ti?
Muy bien, muy bonito, muy mucha buena energía hay aquí en Serbia. Los invito a venir.
I'll translate that. She said there's a lot of good energy here. She actually really does like the energy here. This whole area is pretty amazing for energy stuff. If you feel those sort of things, and if you don't, you should work on it because they exist. But let's carry on here. Try to wrap this up pretty soon. Got lots of people here. How you guys doing?
I wondered how you did that.
You guys having a good time? This is a microphone.
You don't
How's
know
your
us.
Experience?
You don't Very know good. Us, but we're like, we think you're our best friend because we see you all the time.
I know. Everyone's like, it's so weird. I feel like I know you, and I'm like, I don't have any clue who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's all
true.
Good.
I feel like, well, there's my. I look forward to seeing you all the time.
Well, now you get to be in the video. This will be going.
Awesome. The first person I met was Max, so I was like, damn, you're so much taller in person.
He is pretty tall.
He's really tall.
He might be one of those Atlantean giants or something.
Anyways, thank
you. Are
you
having a good time? You've been enjoying it?
I love your, whatever you call that.
What?
GoPro.
Oh, the camera, yeah. That's a DJI Osmo Pocket 3, and they're awesome. Yeah.
Well, you know, you never see it in the videos.
No, of course not.
And I'm like, how does it walk?
It's amazing. It's so small. You put it in your pocket.
Yeah,
all this stuff to do these videos that I do 20 years ago would have taken about 12 people and like hundreds of thousands.
Cameraman.
Yeah, with all the stabilizers and everything. Now it just fits in your pocket. It's amazing.
Well, so, this is great. I'm so glad I hit pay now.
Yeah, me too.
And where are you from?
I'm from Denmark.
Oh, Denmark.
Yeah.
Great. You?
Winthrop, Washington.
Oh, did you come here just for this? Oh, wow. So people came from the
U.S.? No, I came. Well, I wanted to go to Serbia, for sure. I almost didn't come. I thought, oh, I'll go to Serbia some other time. Well, what reason do I have to go to Serbia? I got to go now.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I've been watching you since Anarchist, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I've been watching you for years and years since you started.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you guys came.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Thank you so much.
Oh, here's Kristaps. He's kind of been involved in the... That's a mic. Just put it like here. No, you just hold it.
Yeah.
So you've been quite involved in setting this all up.
Yeah, it's been really fun, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And where do you live, by the way?
In Norway.
Norway, right. And you usually come with your whole family, with Gustavs and everyone.
Yeah.
I miss Gustavs. He didn't come this time.
Actually, he wanted to come. But then when we were just about to purchase the tickets, he was like, we had some argument and he was like, no, I'm not coming with you. So I already got my flights. And then a couple of days before Liverpool Cock, he was actually, oh yeah, I want to go with you. And then it was kind of everything planned already. And,
oh, that's too bad. Well, we'll see him in an Acapulco next year, I guess. And how would you say the experience has been? You've been setting this up for over a month now, right?
It's been amazing, actually.
Yeah.
I loved working with the Serbian people, actually, and it's been amazing, actually. Quite intense because we set it up everything in like a couple of months, and but otherwise,
Awesome. And you've been having a good time?
Yeah, it's been. This is my third time in Serbia. First time I just came to check out the place in April, and then July, and now the action time. So,
yeah. Awesome. Anything else you want to let people know? Or should we move on?
I would say yesterday was you know, the first day, and we never done such conference here before. So for the first timer, I think we did pretty well. We did not hear any complaints or anything, and today everything is already in its own flow. So
awesome. Well, great job. Yeah. I'll see you soon.
Cool. Right. Serbia.
Awesome. Great. All right, let's keep moving on. There's my baby. He's hanging out in his little sun chair here. He's having a good time. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy to see you here.
How's your experience been?
It's been awesome.
Yeah?
This is like you, but here in Europe. So you can tell it's the same production team. I'm really happy to be here.
You've been in Arcabuco as well?
Yeah, for sure, like 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know you can't remember them all.
Sorry.
No, it's fine, man.
And where are you from?
I'm from Sweden, actually.
Oh,
but I live in Estonia, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I'm involved with Libelan also. So.
Oh, great.
That's actually how I met Vit. It was in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say, or should I move on?
Yeah, I mean, it's just pure happiness here.
Awesome.
Yeah, the group here, it's I mean, it's like small Mexico.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Have a good time.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
All right. See, you can tell everyone's really unhappy. Oh, here's a cute little dog. I didn't bring any of my dogs. Didn't bring Bruce. Didn't bring Apples. Of course, I didn't bring Lucy, of course. But she's always with us in spirit. Here's the sort of the registration tent. And this is like a VIP booth. So if you pay a bit extra, you get free food and drinks and everything. And you can come into this air-conditioned thing. And in here, we've got the Tesla machine. I brought one of my Tesla machines. It's been going nonstop. I gotta say, the quality is pretty good. Like, it just can run all day long and really at no cost. And you've been running, this is a microphone.
Oh, cool.
You've been running it. How's it been going?
It's been going awesome.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, people have really been enjoying it.
Yeah. And yeah, you've seen a number of people had problems. They already.
Yeah, the lady that came in this morning with a headache and, yeah, she almost immediately, as soon as she touched it to her shoulders, it released the tension and she already was gone.
Yeah, it can happen that fast with pain.
That's cool. Yeah, everyone's been really, really enjoying it. Feeling pretty like refreshed from it in a drive.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for helping out with it.
Yeah, man, no worries.
Dude, are you an addict?
Oh, there's Alex Zek. I got to get Alex. Alex, get down here. Here's Alex Zek.
Hey, I spilled some mineral stuff on my shirt. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, there's Katarina. And there's Josie, who my son is in love with, by the way. Actually, on these very stairs, my son proposed to her, basically.
Kat. Muy bien, adios.
So she might be a Berwick in 20 years.
We have an NFT print. We have an NFT print up here that we're going to be auctioning off. Are you able to sign it?
Right now, or can
if you want a video self, you're signing it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay, she needs to go to the grocery. I'm just going to point Jeff to where to go, okay?
We'll talk to you. Here's a mic.
All right, cool.
Alex Zek, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's really good to be in Serbia, in my motherland.
Is it?
Yeah, so my my great-great-grandpa came over through Ellis Island back when it was Yugoslavia, and my last name in Serbian before it was changed to Zek when it was Americanized was originally Zets, which means rabbit in Serbian.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever been here before?
Never been to Serbia before,
Wow.
So it's a perfect reason to come.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I saw you last in Arcapulco, now you're at Liverpulco. How are you finding this event?
This is incredible, man. It's been awesome connecting with people. Really, obviously, in Arcapulco is great. People come from all over to go to that. But this particularly, being in Europe, having a much stronger European presence here, connecting with people across the world, it really just validates that, like, there are so many of us who are like-minded, aware of all the nonsense that's going on, but looking to move towards solutions, starting to create these parallel systems to make the old structures totally obsolete. It's just really beautiful.
Cool. And you had a great talk yesterday. What would you say to people who don't know you? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, so I run an organization called The Way Forward, and you can find us at thewayfwrd.com, so thewayforward.com. I have one of the top alternative health podcasts in the world. I call it The Real Health. It's not alternative, but that's the category. Talking about much more than alternative health, ironically, talking about esoteric, occult knowledge, anything from like permaculture design to hidden history, near-death experiences, all the way to, I'd say, my strongest passion is terrain-based health, and that's what I was here speaking on. So touch on a number of things, have a membership where you can type in your zip or postal code, find like-minded people near you, find like-minded natural health practitioners that we've vetted near you. So working on a lot of awesome things with thewayforward.com.
That's great. Anything else you want to say before I move on?
Man, your body is brilliant. There is nothing outside of you that you can succumb to if you just understand the power of your own body to generate healing and to bring about this abundance and health. You are an incredibly powerful creation of the divine. And even when it comes to things like chemtrails and things like this, and I'm not saying they don't have any negative effects, but you really look up at those things and you really believe that your body is so weak to overcome something like that. Nonsense. We are so incredibly powerful. And that power magnifies and just amplifies when we come together at gatherings like this.
I totally agree. Well said. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, you actually can heal yourself with your own mind, but if you can't do that, you can get the Tesla machine, and that'll probably heal you as well. But he's totally right. Your mind is incredibly powerful. And he actually had an amazing speech yesterday. You seriously got to get these talks. Like, you're kind of a dick if you don't get these talks. Kat's laughing. She's like, you're supposed to be like a marketing guy? But yeah, you kind of are. You watch these videos, you don't pay nothing the whole time. But anyway, you actually should, because we should ask Kat about how awesome it's been. Like, why should they be getting the replays, Kat? Because it's awesome.
The content has been absolutely phenomenal. If you are wanting to expand your mind, learn some new things, I'm already learning things. I've been here trying all these different health products. There's the Tesla machine that Jeff's been doing. I did some hydrogen. I'm learning so much about health today. Today was a lot of our health speeches. It's just awesome. I mean, if you're really looking to become a better person and become a better community member, this is for you. LibraPolco.com. Get your virtual tickets and then consider coming in person next year, because at the VIP lunch today, I heard Vit say he's going to make this an annual tradition. So I think this is the first annual LibraPolco, which is really exciting. And I would like to see 300 to 500 people here next year. We've got about 200 right now. We ran out of lanyards and we had 200 lanyards. So we've crossed 200. I don't know what the official number on site is, but we've crossed 200, and I would like to see 300 to 500 next year. It's going to be so good.
I think you probably will, because everyone here is just like an Arcapoco. Like, I'm coming back, and it's so cool to see a whole bunch of people that we haven't seen in an Arcapoco from Europe. I met people from Bulgaria, from Bahrain, almost every country in Europe.
Almost everywhere. I mean, from France, from the UK, from Norway, from Sweden. I mean, there's just people from everywhere. When you're standing in a circle talking, it's a completely international group. The only time in big circles where I've been talking that people are from the same country is if they traveled together. So this has been a really, really cool meeting of the minds. Anarchapoca, we have an international crowd, but it is very heavily North American. It's very heavily Australian.
Australia is not close to anywhere. So.
No, it's not. So they have to travel through Mexico, it all. They're like, we can do it, Mexico, Europe, whatever.
And lots do come. It's amazing.
But here, what I think is so interesting is that a lot of the Europeans, they are bilingual, trilingual. So English is something that they're able to listen to talks in, whereas in Mexico, a lot of the Mexicans don't know English. So we don't have a lot of Mexicans that come to Anarchapulco. And, you know, here people can come from all different countries and we have found a way to communicate with one another. So it's been really neat. And I would love it if we could go show everybody the NFT art that Uli has designed. So this is going to be the first ever NFT drop on the Liberland blockchain.
Oh, wow.
So this is, we're making history here with this. Uli, who does our NFTs for AnarchoVid, for Anarchapulco, for all of our other events, he designed this one right here. And we have been waiting on Jeff's signature. Oh, I opened the windows because the ozone smell was getting strong in here.
That's from the Tesla machine. Yeah. So if you didn't know, the Tesla machine, when you put it on your body creates ozone. And so the whole place in here smells like ozone.
It does.
But it's coming out of people's bodies because they're not oxygenated. How are you feeling, by the way?
Really good. Yeah? I've got energy. I've been on my feet for how many days now, running around, doing errands. This morning we're like moving chairs out of the rain and drying them off and just running. And I feel really good. Yesterday my feet were kind of hurting and I did the Tesla on my feet. And yeah. I feel good, full of energy, full of vitality.
Awesome, yeah, that's what it does. All right, so you want me just to sign it?
Yep, so pick a spot.
Okay.
Anywhere you want. We've got the Liberland crew and the Anarchapulco crew signing this.
See me sign alive. I'm not going to do my like bank signature because it's just a scribble.
Yeah,
because
I
hate all those things. I'll try to make it look like my name.
So people can read it.
I'm just going to put J. I don't even know how to write anymore, actually. What's that called?
Cursive,
yeah. Which is a curse, by the way, and spelling is casting a spell.
I see what you mean, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because words are magic.
They are.
All right.
They absolutely are.
Let's see. I can do the B. Let me see. I can't even do cursive. But I think that's
awesome. So this is going to be auctioned off tomorrow on the stage at Liberpoco.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful piece of art. And then the digital version will be airdropped to all attendees of Liberpoco. So you still have an opportunity as a virtual ticket holder to get your ticket, to get your airdrop of your NFT. So buy your virtual ticket now and you can get your Liberpoco NFT. We're very excited about it.
What about if they sign up for the replays after the event's over? Can they still get access to something?
That's a great question. I don't know the
answer to that. We'll have to look into that. Can't promise it.
It's a maybe.
We'll see what we can do.
Now is the time.
Now
is the time.
All right. Anything else you want to say before we get move on?
Wow, I just really want to say how awesome this event is and how neat Serbia is. And if you are at all curious about Liberland, you have to come next year. I feel like the energy here is very clean. The food is phenomenal. I mean, just the color of the tomatoes. They are bright red. It is so delicious. I've been really impressed. The venue feels like the Secret Garden, except there's no palm trees. And it's just as magical. It's absolutely beautiful. And this event definitely deserves 3, 4, 5, 10 times the audience next year.
Totally. Yeah, I was thinking about it. It's so cool that basically you're running two events now. One's in a secret garden in Acapulco, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And then the other one's here at Liberland Arc, right beside the river with like a sign. Like, it's beautiful as well. Like, your workspaces are the most beautiful places in the world.
I have manifested the best life. I think about it all the time. Thank you for giving me the best job I could have ever asked for. I am so grateful. I love my life. And they actually, on the other side of this lake, have a garden that they call the Secret Garden.
Oh, wow.
I am not kidding.
Synchronicities. Awesome. Great to see you, Kat. I'll let you.
Thanks.
I know you're always busy. We'll let her get back to work. But trying to finish this up. I've been trying to finish this up for a while, but we keep meeting cool people. I did see one. Oh, he left. I was going to get him. Maybe he's doing the machine. I was trying to get Max Egan. Did Max leave?
Yes.
Yeah. Like left?
Oh, no, he went to go see Raphael.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll go try to find him. All right, let's see if we can go find him. We'll finish this up. Go outside here. All right, see if we see Giant Max. I don't see him. We'll finish this up anyway. So, yeah, as you can see, this video is not my usual talk about all the crap in the world.
Because I'm totally unaware of all the crap in the world. And I really don't care. Oh, he's in there? Okay. Yeah, every time I get away from, like, the news, just the happenings of the world, I always have the best time. Like, I'm seriously considering never going back. Just never looking again. Thank you. Oh, here we go. We got to hear this travel story. Here's a microphone. Can you hold it up to your...
Oh, just for me?
Yeah.
Hi, folks. Here we are in Liberland. Interesting place. Different vibe, but really good. It's almost like the Secret Garden.
Yeah, it is. We were just talking about that with Kat. Like, it's like the Secret Garden.
It is. It's a really, really good setup. I can see this becoming really big. I can really see this becoming the European version of it.
Totally.
And, like, you've got, like, 200 or 300 people here for the opening.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad, you know? So I think it's going to be great.
We only came up with the idea like 2.5 months ago, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So, and it's great to be here. So,
do you want to talk about your travel experience, guys?
Don't ever travel with Serbia Airlines, folks. My first time. 19-hour journey from Mexico to Belgrade, plus 31 hours of flight delays. Welcome to the club.
And yeah, like so many
getting
things.
Getting demoted from business class to economy because the flight was late. I mean, what is this? You know, I had all planned so I could sleep on the way here, and I was going to get here feeling all refreshed. I got here completely fucked up, and now I've got to go through this insane process to try to reclaim all that.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
I remember that happened to you with an Arcabuco too once.
It's like karma with flight. It's my father used to own an airport. I've spent most of my life on aircraft. Like I've literally done hundreds and hundreds of flights because my father ran an airport. And when he used to babysit me, and because him and my mum were split up, so he'd babysit me and he'd take me to work and he wouldn't be able to look after me because he's working. So he'd give me to an air hostess and she'd fly me to Sydney and back for the day. That's my day. And this I did. When I was a kid, I was just on aircraft all the time. Huh. So it's just me and this karma with airports. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it was a hell of a journey. But hey, I'm here now, so what the fuck.
Cool. And they delayed your speech, luckily or thankfully, because you were exhausted when you got here.
Oh, there's no way I could have spoken when I got here. There's just no way that was going to happen. I went home that day and I slept for 14 hours.
Yeah.
After the journey here.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you will be speaking on Saturday, so you can get those on the replays or even live stream if you get this video in time. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention? You're always on camera. No,
it's all good. That's all right. I can think of.
All right. Great to see you.
Thanks for the chat. Good to see you. Good to see you in Europe, bro.
Yeah. It's funny. We don't see each other that much in Acapulco, but now that we're in Europe, yeah, whenever we travel, we see each other. All right, we'll head outside. Looks like Max is too.
I'm going to go find Raphael. He borrowed my lens and I haven't seen him.
Oh, you're finding Raphael. Maybe we'll try to find him before we finish up. He'd be a good guy to talk to. Here, actually, why don't we talk while we walk?
Talk while we walk?
Yeah, so what do you think of all this shit going on in the world, Max?
Oh, man. It's out of control. You know, it's such an opportunity for people, though. I mean, the genocide in Gaza continues, which is really affecting me a lot.
Yeah.
And they're just sending all the vaccines in there now. It's like they're sterilizing all the kids.
That is the sickest thing ever.
We care about the children
so much.
Stop
the war for 3 days.
Children we've been bombing for 11 yeah. months. We care about them so much we want to vaccinate them all.
And it was so sad that they're all lining up for it because most of them are like 12 years old.
They don't know.
But even the adults you were saying, they're almost like childlike. They're just very simple.
Very naive almost. This naive innocence.
It's so sad. And people are just watching them get genocided
right now. The Palestinians are beautiful people. They're not terrorists. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I said to my friend Adele, do not take this vaccine. I said, you think this country that's been bombing you for 11 months and bombing children and cutting their heads off cares so much about the children that they want to come and vaccinate you? So the vaccine is going to kill the children. If not kill them, it's going to sterilize them.
Mm.
So tell all your friends, do not take the vaccine. It's going, Max, they've already been rolling it out for 6 days, you know?
Oh, man, it's like the nightmare never ends there.
Yeah, and they're beautiful people. The Palestinians are beautiful people. And it's such an opportunity for us. I mean, if your government is supporting this genocide, what the hell are you supporting your government for? They've shown you how much they care about life. They don't. So, you know, it's a remarkable opportunity for people if they could just see through the haze, you know.
Yeah. I can't believe it's still going on.
11 months, man.
Can you imagine? And did you see that they said one baby got polio? And they knew because he stopped crawling when he was 10 months old. It's like, well, if he's 10 months old, he was, every day of his life, he's had bombs dropping around him, people screaming, blood everywhere.
Oh, we'll call it polio.
Yeah. No wonder he doesn't want to crawl.
Unbelievable.
And then they're just going to inject it, or they're not even injecting. You notice it's all oral.
It's oral, yeah.
So I wonder what that one is.
Yeah, sterilization, I'd say.
Yeah, it might be a soft genocide. Yeah. One way or another, it's genocide, though.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What Israel does best, brother. Kill people.
Israel, with their Star of David,
yeah,
Remphan.
Star of Moloch.
Those are angels of the 12 zodiac.
It's all in plain sight. People don't even see it. It's amazing. I don't see Raphael.
So below, as without, so within. Yeah. Through the operation of divine chemistry.
Want to walk around here, see if you see
him? Let me know if you spot him.
We're looking for Rafael Laverde. Or we'll finish up this video one way or another.
Yeah. So the term
angel or angel. I don't see him. Anyway.
We'll find him.
Anyway, I don't want to make this video too boring. I'm searching for Raphael, so I think I'll leave it there. We're going to go search for Raphael. And, yeah, check out all the videos. That you can get them all right now. DollarVigilante.com/LibrePolka. And it's 3 full days of incredible information. I highly suggest you just watch like one or two a day for the next 3 weeks, basically. Take your time doing it. Some of them you're going to have to watch a few times and take notes. It's that incredible. But
okay.
We were in the private session of the 12
minutes. Whereabouts was this?
When you originally
came.
Oh, okay.
So we were in that small
no problem. All right. I think I'll leave it there. Yeah, I can't think of anything else to say. We already talked about the genocide. What else is going on? Just the usual Jones Plantation crap. Everyone's falling for it. Oh, I guess they did another PSYOP that hardly anyone knows is a PSYOP. Actually, I didn't see anyone who's figured it out yet. It's obviously a PSYOP. And they're saying people like Tim Pool are Russian agents, which is close to the truth, but it's not true. So they're getting all the left people all whipped up. Oh, these guys are Russian agents. They're not Russian agents. They're CIA/Mossad agents. That's what they are, but they'll never mention that. That'll never be in the news. And you might notice people like Tim Pool, who's a complete piece of human garbage. I almost beat the crap out of him at Bilderberg. I got too drunk. See, that's part of the reason I stopped drinking, so I can, you know, not get too drunk. It's so I can beat the crap out of Tim Pool, because he deserves it. He's a piece of crap, just like Ben Shapiro. But anyway, been talking about a lot of love and peace here. But, so he's all in the news now, and he just put a tweet out, of course, saying, I'm getting tons of new followers. Of course you are, Tim, because that's all part of the plan, just like the Tates and all those sort of people. Anyway, I don't even pay attention to that. I just saw that, and I thought I'd mention it. I think we'll probably leave it there. I've got a pretty happy-looking guy over here. Maybe we should ask him how he's doing to finish up. That's a. Oh, where's the mic? Let me grab the mic. How's your experience been?
Yeah, it's very nice. It's,
I see you're pretty comfortable here.
Yes, I had a date day with the beanbag. I only managed to sleep 1.5 hours last night, so this has been my chilling place for the day.
Is there a reason you slept a little?
I went to sleep at 11:30. I woke up at 1 o'clock, and I went to the toilet. I just couldn't get back to sleep, tossing and turning.
Huh?
Yeah, starstruck.
Starstruck. Yeah. Oh, you had such a good time.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Beautiful people, beautiful food, beautiful scenery. Can't complain.
Awesome.
Much better than England. I'll move out here.
Where in England are you from?
Just near Manchester, 10 miles away.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's
Is
nice
it as
place.
Bad as it looks on the, like with all the immigrants and migrants and stuff?
Yeah, all the hotels are full of the immigrants and migrants and stuff. And it's getting a bit crazy over there. I've seen on Max's latest video that They took church out of the Church of England.
Yeah.
Someone got arrested for calling a police horse gay. And a cafe owner in London got put in prison because they were playing Bible scripture on the TV screen, apparently. So you can't get much more crazy than that.
Yeah. We'll have to like make sure we don't put your name on here. The British mafia will be watching it and arrest you for your viewpoints.
I was concerned I might get arrested on the way back in, but screw man. Freedom.
All right. Thank you. All right, I think we'll leave it there. I don't know where Raphael is. And that's about all I had to say. So yeah, get the videos, LibrePoco.com, or DollarVigilante.com/LibrePoco. And seriously, it's incredible information that in so many different things. There's crypto stuff, there's health stuff, there's a lot of spiritual type stuff, like what Sasha was talking about, that kind of stuff. And that stuff's all legit stuff, by the way, if you didn't know. They're trying to fool everyone with all these religions and stuff. Now you got the fake mainstream alternative media. They're all turning Catholics. Catholic Church is one of the most evil things to ever exist. The Pope, who's like one of the top 50 most famous Jews, by the way. And so they're just wrapping them all back into that, trying to have their religious wars and all that crap. Don't fall for it. Get away from it. Come to places like this or Narcopoco or Mexico or Latin America or wherever. Get away from it all. Get outside the major cities for sure, because stuff's about to go down, I think. But in the meantime, I don't really care. We're just having a good time here. Someone's getting some body work done. Oh, this actually is like a pro body work guy. You doing some pro body work here? Yeah? Are you busy?
I'm busy.
Okay. He's doing the body work, so let them do it. What?
You want some too later, Jeff?
Some what?
Some body work later?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. That's
another promise breaker. Another deal breaker then,
Jeff. Yeah, a lot of people here having a bad time. LibrePoco, just, you know, I screwed everyone again. Jeff Berwick, that scammer. Anyway, I let it go. I'll leave it there from LibrePoco. Don't beat me this away.